Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the sixth parak of Masech HaShkalim. We are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph. So, the Azar in the Beis HaMikdash had two different boxes where people could put their shkalim. And it was part of a set of 13 boxes where people could put money for different karbanos that they owed or for different nedarim, the devils that they may have made. So, the Mishnah starts by telling us how many boxes there were and tells us other things that were in the Beis HaMikdash that had the same number. Shlosh Asar Shofaros, there were 13 of these boxes for money. Shlosha Esrei Shulchanos, 13 Shulchanos. Shlosha Esrei Hishtachavayos Hayi B'Mikdash, and there were 13 bowings that they would do in the Beis HaMikdash. When you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you would go to the right and go around the Beis HaMikdash to get to the point where you wanted to get, and when you would leave, you go around and exit to the left of where you came in. So the Chacham made a takana that as people made their way around the circumference of the Beis HaMikdash, they had to bow down all the way to the ground 13 different times in 13 specific locations. So we're going to discuss later on in this parak what those locations, the different, what the boxes were, what the shulchanos were, and the locations of those and the bowings and the locations of those things. So first another shita in terms of the number of places that you have to bow. So based on Gamliel, the Shabbos Rabbi Chananya Segana Kohanim, hayu mishtachvim arba esrei. The people in Rabbi Gamliel's household and Chananya Segana Kohanim's household would bow 14 different places, 14 different times. Veichan ha'isa yisera. What was the extra place that they bowed that other people didn't? Kinegadira etzim, across from the deer ha'etzim, the place where they would keep the wood that they would use to keep the maracha on the mizbeach, was in a room called the deer ha'etzim in the northeast corner of the Ezras Nashim. So they would bow over there as well. Shekein mesoras biyada me'avoseim shesham ha'aron nignas, because they had a mesorah that that's where the aron was hidden underground. Meaning in the first Beis HaMikdash the aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the second Beis HaMikdash the aron was not on premises. The aron was hidden. So there is a machlokas whether it was on premises or not. But according to that shita, that it was b'mecholos, that it was hidden in tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash. So that corresponding to what in the Beis HaMikdash was the corresponding to where in the Beis HaMikdash was that aron underground. So they had a tradition that it was right there. So that's why when they would get there, that of covered for the aron, that's where they would bow, because Yoshio HaMelech toward the end of the Bayis Rishon knew that was told by Chulda Hanavia that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, and he didn't want the aron to go into the hands of our enemies. So they built these special places underneath. They had these special rooms built. Shlomo had already built them underneath when he was initially constructing the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where they hid the aron. Those who didn't bow there thought that the aron wasn't there at all. It actually was taken into Galus, and they think it's in the Vatican or whatever, or somewhere that was taken by our enemies. So now we move on to Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah tells us that Maisa B'Kohen Echad Shehi Misasek. One time there was a Kohen that was, busy doing whatever he needed to be doing in the Lishchas Ha'etzim. V'ra'a Haritz B'Shim Mishunah Mechavroseha, and he saw that one of the floor tiles was slightly adjusted. It was a little different than the others. It wasn't lined up perfectly with the rest. Bava Amal Chaver, so he came and he told someone else that what he saw, and he wanted to tell him where that tile was. Lo hispik ligmar sadavar atshias neshmasa. Before he was able to reveal where that was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his neshama so that he would never reveal that secret. V'yadu b'yichud sheshama aron nignas, and that gave them the clear indication that that's where the aron must be hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want anyone to know where it was. Where it was hidden, and that's the conclusion that they were able to draw from the fact that this guy died. I'm not sure why it wasn't just evident, why people couldn't just go in and look and see that which tile was out of place. But I guess it went back into place. That something must have happened that made it stand out, or maybe this fellow was able to see things that other people weren't able to see. Okay, so the summary of what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we learned that there are 13 shofaros, 13 shulchanos. Avos and 13 places that you have to be Mishtachave in the Beis HaMikdash, except Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKohanim held that there were 14 because Kenegada Eitzim, they had a Mesorah, is the place where the Aron was Nignaz underground, so they would bow there as well. And then Mishnah Beis confirms that that's likely true because there was once a Kohen working in the Beis HaEitzim and he noticed a tile that was out of place, and before he could reveal the location of that tile to somebody else, he died. So they took that as an indication that that must be the spot where the Aron is hidden. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragvav, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet.